Efficient road networks are instrumental cogs in the machinery of any country. The government has a clear understanding of this and has been steadily taking steps to improve the island's roadways, for instance, with the expansion of the Mandela Highway. The Mandela Highway is one of the country's major roadways, and frankly speaking, the work now underway can appear to be bothersome to motorists. But the process can best be summed up with an old Jamaican adage, if you want good, your nose have to run. So though the roadwork appears to be a nuisance at this time, Jamaicans can expect to benefit significantly at the end of the project. And what rewards might there be? We put that question to Manager of Communications and Customer Service at the National Works Agency, NWA, Stephen Shaw.
Persons will be able to get to work feeling more energized. They'll be able to get to work earlier. There should be a reduction in the loss of productive time. Fuel is not produced here in Jamaica. It is something that we have to spend foreign exchange to purchase. And so if vehicles become more fuel efficient in terms of being able to get to from point A to point B that much quicker, then that should also redound to the benefit of the country generally, because we'll be able to reduce our fuel bill.
The Mandela Highway is one of the vital links between the economic hub of the Kingston metropolitan area and the northern, western and southern parts of the country. Project manager with the NWA, Lynn Valoramdale, says the project is expected to last 24 months. So since work got underway in August of 2016, it should be completed by August 2018.
We have achieved about 30% of the overall project to date. We are currently doing the cement mixing pile, and we're also supplying and installing the subgrade material for the roads and some amount of drainage works, the stormwater drainage works.
The next phase of operations should take the workers into building two bridges, one overhead and the other a normal bridge, expected to be done by May. A new service road is also under construction to help some companies access the highway.
We'll be putting in what we call a service road that will be running parallel to the three lanes that will serve companies that are currently on the northern side, such as Hydel, Tools. And also there's a development going on, what they call Kingston 876, the industrial estate, that's going up to Plantation Heights, that will be coming on stream quickly. So there'll be a parallel road, so those companies can get easy access to and from the highway.
Mr. Ramdale says some challenges include keeping the roadway open during the construction period and ensuring the services of the utility companies remain intact.
We are doing a cement mixing pile, which means that we're going underground about 7.5 to 9 meters. And we, of course, don't want to damage NWC mains, digital cables or flow cables. So flow has exposed their cables so we can actually see them. So the equipment will miss them in their operations. Digicel has taken out their cables and hung them above ground so that they are not disturbed. And we have been working with the Water Commission as we move along the various section of the roadway.
Mr. Ramdale is appealing to drivers to slow down on the Mandela Highway to ensure their safety as well as that of pedestrians and workers. Usually, 80,000 vehicles traverse the roadway daily. And the current upgrading work focuses on 3.6 kilometers of roadway from the 6 miles overpass bridge to the off-on ramps to the Highway 2000 East-West Corridor. The construction is being carried out by China Harbor Engineering Company, CHEC, under a $64 million contract, part of the major infrastructure development project being financed through a concessionary loan from the government of China. The upgrade of the roadway will increase the number of lanes from 4 to 6, and the road will be lifted in some sections. In addition, the eastbound ramp to Washington Boulevard will be increased to 2 lanes, up from the current single lane. The contract to widen and upgrade Mandela Highway was signed in July 2016, and work started a month later.
Yeah. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.